leading dentists all over the country to the light.
Hey, is this heaven?
You don't need drills. You can avoid fillings and crowns. It's time to learn what microscope dentistry is truly all about and why patients come from all over Indiana and out of state to see Dr. Shoup and his team in central Indiana. This is the Dr. Shoup Show, online at ddsradio.com. Now, here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
So say what you're gonna go, say what you're gonna go, say what you're gonna go, say what you're gonna go.
Well, I'm so glad that you are here. Thank you very, very much. And you know that I get really excited from time to time when I have special people on the program, and this is one of those times. I have Steve Anderson on the phone with me from Dallas, Texas. Steve, how are you?
Dr. Shoup, I'm doing great. In fact, even better now that I'm talking to you.
I appreciate that. For my listeners, I'm sure you don't have an appreciation. Steve is one of those absolute stellar star people that has created a business teaching dentists, helping dental teams reach the highest level of efficiency and proficiency that they possibly can. My team has gone to their workshops. We're bringing one of Steve's consultants into the office. I've attended many of Steve's lectures. And so it's just really a treat to have you here. And what I would like for you to share with my listeners, who are pretty well-educated folks, though, so don't hold back, is that as people go to their dentist and they sit there and the dentist looks at them and the dental hygienist works on their teeth and they do their regular stuff, I want you to tell my listeners, what should they expect? What experience should they have to know that they're getting really top-notch care and that people are really doing the things that they need to do to look after them? So Steve, what would you say should be their experience?
You got it. Well, thanks for asking that question, Dr. Shoup. And I think one thing that would be important for everyone to understand is I am not a dentist. I am a patient. I am a consumer. And so I look at everything from the consumer standpoint. I've looked at the entire healthcare equation, in specific the dental healthcare equation, from the patient standpoint to say, what should a patient reasonably expect from a dental healthcare provider who is on their game, who is doing what they ought to do, that is really providing good quality of care? So, for example, what should you expect when you go in for an initial visit at a dental practice? So there's a big difference, Dr. Shoup, as you know, between what some dentists do and other dentists do. Here's what good quality comprehensive care dentists do that every patient should expect. A comprehensive examination that really gives you the full scope and understanding of what's going on, not only in your mouth, but with your overall health. So, for example, a good comprehensive exam should include a periodontal exam where they take a look at the health of your gums. The way they do that is they should measure the health of your gums 6 points on every tooth to measure the distance between the top of your gum line and the bone depth. 6 points on every tooth for every single tooth in your mouth. A full mouth series of x-rays, that includes 18 pictures, full mouth series. For anyone who is concerned about exposure to radiation, I would tell you that from a consumer standpoint, having done the research, that you get more radiation from being out in the sun for 30 minutes than you'll get from a full mouth series of x-rays, and it is all worth it because it helps the dentist see what's really going on that you would never be able to identify with your naked eye. Occasionally, a panoramic x-ray is called for, which gives them a whole other perspective of things that you can't see with a full mouth series. And then they should look at all of your existing restorations. Of course, if there's any decay, cavities, there's some great instrumentation. One of the things that most consumers don't know is that cavities are not visible a lot of times to the naked eye. Your tooth may look just fine. Like if you've ever bought an apple at the grocery store and everything looked wonderful, and maybe there was just a small little brown spot on the outside, and when you cut into that apple, you find out that the entire inside is rotten. That somehow that little worm got in that little wormhole and then ate out the whole inside. Oftentimes, cavities are that way. they can eat out the whole inside of a tooth, but from the outside it looks just fine. So there's a lot of diagnostic tools today that can and should be used to make sure that you have a clear picture of your overall oral health. And here's why that is so important today. What we know now about your oral health is that it is inseparably connected to your overall health. So if you're diagnosed, for example, with gum disease, or what's known in dentistry as periodontal disease, that you have a 75% greater likelihood of having high blood pressure, of having cardiovascular disease, of having arthritis, of having a host of different inflammatory diseases that affect your overall health. So your mouth, today what we know is it is the window of wellness. It is. We can tell so much today. Your dentist should be able to tell you so much about your overall health just by looking at your mouth. So you should expect today to have whole health conversations with your dentist. Is what's going on in your mouth and how that impacts and how that's connected to your entire health and your whole health picture. When you think about it, if you go to the dentist on a regular basis, like you should, because it is one of the most important health maintenance activities that you can do today, if you're going to the dentist at a minimum every 6 months, that you're seeing your dentist more than any other healthcare provider. So they are in a unique position to address whole health issues. So you should be having conversations with your dentist about whole health issues and how what's going on in your mouth, how that impacts and how that is connected to everything that's going on with your entire health.
You're listening to the Dr. Randy Shoup Show. I'm your host, Dr. Randy Shoup, and that is Steve Anderson. He is an absolute expert in teaching dentists and dental teams how to bring their skill level up to absolutely the highest level. And you can tell by the passion in his voice and by what he says that he is serious about all of this. You know, he is, you know, Steve, you are an incredibly busy guy. You do two or three different sorts of entrepreneurial business things for dentists and dentist teams. You are a very prolific author, and it always strikes me as, you know, passion is one of those things that makes everything else easier. And so with your busy schedule, you've got to have passion. But Steve was talking about the overall health. He and I met probably the most recently at a dental practice meeting, but before that, we're both very active in the Academy of Oral and Systemic Health, the AOSH meeting, where a lot of these things take place, and a lot of this discussion of the oral and systemic connection that you made reference to. And so far, I'm batting 1,000. All the things you said people need to do, I actually do, which makes me feel very, 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 very good. I'm really
that
happy.
That doesn't surprise me.
Now, my team went down to Nashville, Tennessee to take your actual hands-on workshop, and then one of your staff members is heading to my office to do the in-office training. Tell the listeners what my dental team learned and what's going to happen at my office.
There is some remarkable changes that are now present in dentistry, and anybody who's going to the dentist needs to be aware of what's going on in science today. So if I can explain this so I can understand it, Dr. Shoup, again, I'm not a dentist, I'm a consumer, and so I try and make everything understandable so that I can understand it. But in the past, when gum disease has been diagnosed, or when also known as periodontal disease, the standard of care was to go in, and I think most people, the term that they're probably familiar with is scrape their teeth. You know, they scrape below the gum line and they get all the calculus and they try and clean it out. That was kind of the standard of care, is if you can clean all the gunk out, then you'll be healthy again. That somehow if you can change the anatomy and get all the garbage out, everything will be fine. What we know now is that gum disease or periodontal disease is a bacteria problem, not just an accumulation of stuff that's left over, but it is an actual bacteria problem. And if you don't address the bad bacteria, then the problem potentially can persist. So, for example, there are literally hundreds of different types of bacteria in your mouth, hundreds of them, some good, some bad. There are 11, just 11, different types of bad bacteria that are directly associated with periodontal disease. In other words, if you got periodontal disease, you have one or more of those 11 different bad bacteria in your mouth. So we can test for that today. So now when there's bone loss, which is typically bone loss and bleeding, is typically the first signs of periodontal disease, we don't take that just for granted as the only sign. We now can test for periodontal disease. We can do a saliva sample. We can do a bacteria test for those 11 different types of bacteria to see exactly what is the bacterial profile of that disease so that we can attack the bacteria and we can get do away with this. So today, here's the new thinking. Is in the past, the thinking was, once you've got periodontal disease, you always have it. You'll never get rid of it. You have to manage it. Today, we know that periodontal disease can be cured because we can get the bacterial profile. We can attack the bacteria not only from within the mouth, but it also can be dealt with systemically. And it is today a curable disease. Why is that important? Because that same bad bacteria is also associated with other inflammatory diseases, like heart disease, like high blood pressure, like high cholesterol, like all of those, diabetes, for example. All of those are inflammatory response-related problems that have the same profile. So if we can cure periodontal disease, which is totally possible today, it has whole health consequences that improve your total health, not just the health of your mouth.
You're listening to the Dr. Randy Shoup Show. I'm your host, Dr. Randy Shoup, and that is Steve Anderson. He is an absolute national expert on helping dental teams reach their highest levels of efficiency and productivity in terms of being able to diagnose your diseases, make those systemic oral connections, and help you be healthier. Steve, you don't know, but my listeners are real familiar. I've gone through the Bail and Donine preceptorship along with Sharon, my hygienist. And so a lot of the things you're talking about are going to be familiar. They're going to sound familiar to my listeners. And so I'm really glad that you're reiterating and reinforcing those you know, really, really important salient aspects of what the dental consumer today, what the average patient today going into a dental office, sitting down in the chair and having the dentist talk to the patient, having the hygienist talk to the patient, everything you're talking about should be part of the conversation if a patient is getting really, really good quality care. So if a patient isn't having these conversations with their dentist, what do you recommend a patient do?
Ask very pointed questions, and if you're not getting the answers that you deserve as a patient, you need to go find a dentist who knows their stuff, isn't on top of it. Because today, Dr. Shoup, you know, the body of knowledge is expanding exponentially. And it is impossible for a healthcare practitioner who is not sprinting and trying to stay ahead of the technological and scientific advances, if they are not going to continue education on a regular basis to stay on top of this, there's no way that they can provide optimal care for their patients. It is, for example, as I'm sure you've shared with your listeners, one of these amazing connections that we know between dentistry and whole health is if you have periodontal disease, we know that there's a 75% higher chance that you've got heart disease. Not high cholesterol, I said heart disease. There's a difference. We've been obsessed in this country for the last 30 years with high cholesterol, thinking that that is the root of heart disease, that if you can control cholesterol, you control heart disease. Wrong. What we know now is that when you have inflammation in the arteries that heats those arteries up, that makes those arteries sticky, and that's what the cholesterol sticks to. So if you have high cholesterol and you have inflamed arteries because you've got this bad bacteria in your system, that is the deadly combination. So you go to the dentist and you're diagnosed with periodontal disease, all kinds of alarms should go off in your head, whether you have high cholesterol or not, because now we know that inflammation is the bad guy. Inflammation is the bad guy in your mouth, in your arteries, in your joints, in blood. It all goes back to inflammation. If you have inflammation in one area, then there's a high likelihood you have inflammation in another area. So if you're diagnosed with any one of those conditions in any part of your health, boy, it's time to wake up and start looking at your whole health picture and reduce that inflammation. And one of the best places you can start is right in your mouth. Your dentist is the key.
You're listening to the Dr. Randy Shoup Show. I am your host, Dr. Randy Shoup, and it is absolutely a pleasure to bring to you Steve Anderson, who you've been listening to, and you can tell the passion in his voice. He is an absolute maven for the dental consumer. He is indeed a dental consumer himself, and he teaches dentists and dental teams how to really up their game in order to take absolutely optimal care of you, the dental patient. And so what do you train the dental hygienist to do following your protocols that the other hygienists that haven't taken your system don't know? What's special about your trained hygienists after they come out of your program?
So here's a couple of points of differentiation and what I believe today, Dr. Shoup, every patient should come to expect. When you go to the hygienist, one, they should be checking the health of your gums. Traditionally, the way we've done that is a full periodontal exam, measuring the health of your gums with their periodontal, we call it a ruler, but they measure the health of your gums and the depth of the bone, 6 points on every tooth. That is standard that every patient should expect at every hygiene visit. If you're not having that done, you should ask why. It is the primary way, first of all, that we're able to measure the health of what's going on in your mouth. That's number one. Number two, today, what you can expect is they should be taking a saliva sample and looking at the bacteria in your mouth. You should be able to look on a computer screen under the microscope and see what kind of bacteria are in your mouth. Today, what we know is what the bad guys look like. We can do that immediately when you sit down as a patient in the chair. They should be able to take a saliva sample, put it on the phase contrast microscope, show you the bacteria that are in your mouth. Number three, you should, if you have any types of signs or symptoms of any kind of disease in your mouth, today, all of that can be tested for. As I mentioned before, there's 11 different types of bacteria that are associated with periodontal disease. You should expect today that your dentist can give you an exact bacteria profile of what's going on in your mouth with the names of the bacteria and at what level they exist in your mouth so that those bacteria can be treated, destroyed, killed, because they're not just in your mouth. They potentially are systemic everywhere in your body and causing inflammation, not only in your mouth, but in other areas as well. So dental hygiene today is not about cleaning teeth. It is not about just going in to get your teeth cleaned. It is now a whole health activity that you should be getting whole health information from your dentist and your hygienist in all the areas where this potentially can affect. So here would be my recommendation from one consumer to another. If you're going to the dentist to just get your teeth cleaned, it's time to rethink that proposition. You're not going there just to get your teeth cleaned anymore. This is a whole health, one of the most important visits that you will have during the year, is to make sure you have comprehensive work done at your dental office to see your whole health profile and exactly what's going on in your mouth, because it's an indication of what's going on with your whole health.
Wow. You are listening to the Dr. Randy Shoup Show. I am your host, Dr. Randy Shoup, and that is Steve Anderson. He is a nationally known expert in teaching dentists how to bring their game when it comes to delivering absolutely the best, the most scientifically current dental hygiene treatment to you, the dental consumer. And so I really, really, really appreciate. And we, our time is such a limitation because we can barely scratch the surface. And like I said, my team has gone down to his workshops. I've attended his lectures. His team, one of his team members of his consultants, is coming into our office to help bring us up to speed to do all these sorts of things. And I really appreciate the time that you spent, Steve. Thank you very, very much.
Great to be on your show. Thank you, Dr. Shoup.
Run off too quickly, because I told my listeners, and you and I are going to get back together again relatively soon, that, and the teaser was that, you know, you actually had an encounter because of your daughters where dentistry, and yes, I'm exaggerating to some degree, but almost completely changed the trajectory of their lives. And by accident, you got wrapped up in this whole process too, and dentistry almost saved your life as well. Real quick, I mean, in 30 seconds, tell the people what I'm talking about, and this is the topic that you and I will revisit at length next time.
So, in short, Dr. Shoup, about 5 years ago, I went in for my regular hygiene visit. Routine. And my hygienist said something that shocked me. She said, when she took a look around, she said, "Steve, how much sleep are you getting?" And I said to her, "Well, it's really none of your business."
Sure.
What kind of a question is that for a hygienist to ask? And she said, "I'm serious. Answer my question. How much sleep are you getting?" And I said, "Well, why do you ask?" She said, "Because there's some signs and symptoms in your mouth that you are not getting enough sleep. How much sleep are you getting?" And that was the beginning of an amazing journey that, I will say, dentistry saved my life. A whole door that, had it not been for some very well-trained, very astute dental health professionals, I would not be where I am today.
Well, let me reassure you, we ask that question to almost everybody that comes into our practice, and I'm going to leave that as the teaser for next time. Steve, thank you very, very much for being with us. I know my listeners really appreciate the information that you've shared with them. It has been invaluable. I want all the listeners to go to the website at ddsradio.com. You will have a link there over to Steve's website, and that's totalpatientservices.com. You can see what he has to offer. And absolutely, positively, Steve, I am indebted to you. Thank you very much. And I'm going to put a phone call in and tap into your time again, and we're going to finish the story of how dentistry saved your life. I thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. See you later. Thank you.
You're listening to The Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at ddsradio.com.